For this week's podcast, we're talking about studying abroad. Last year, more than 5 million students studied outside their home countries. According to UNESCO, the number is increasing by about 12% each year. That's a lot. In some countries, studying abroad is a must, for example in South Korea. This country, being the 28th nation in population, has the fourth highest number of students studying abroad, most of them in the US. Yes, US is the favorite destination not only among Koreans, but also among most international students. However, in Spain, the top study abroad destination is the UK. After the United Kingdom, the next most popular destinations were Ireland, Italy, France, and Germany. Traditionally, Spaniards didn't study abroad, but things have changed dramatically in the past few decades, and now there are many students who decide to spend a year abroad. Today in our program, we have one of those students, Leyde. She's going to tell us about her experience. Hello, Leyde. Whose idea was it to study abroad, and where did you go?
Even though I have always liked knowing other places and cultures, it was my mom's idea. I wanted to go somewhere exotic, like Brazil or India. But my parents didn't like that idea and insisted I had to go to a safe country where English was spoken. So I ended up going to the United States.
So learning English was not your main goal?
No, it really wasn't. Studying abroad was more about becoming more independent, getting to know a different culture. I don't know. But certainly, learning English was not the main reason why I decided to study abroad.
Did you ever regret going to the United States?
Well, the interest I had towards those more exotic and different countries still remains, but the US was amazing, awesome really, and I found it to be very much like in the movies, and I wouldn't change a thing.
How old were you when you arrived in the US?
I spent 3 weeks there before I turned 16. I felt sad that I couldn't spend my birthday with my parents.
It must be hard to leave home when you're so young. Tell me later, when you were living in the States, what did you miss most from home?
I missed my parents and my brothers, and I also missed the food. But what I missed the most had to be partying with my friends.
And tell me, what did you miss about the food?
Not everything was bad. They eat more unhealthy, that's true. But I love their hamburgers and their tacos. They definitely have a larger variety when it comes to eating food from other cultures, from Mexican to Vietnamese or Indian, and I did absolutely love that. But they don't spend much time eating. I missed eating lunch with my family and having nice conversations while I ate, rather than eating alone and in a hurry.
But you went there to study. In what ways was your school different?
Well, the high school had loads of facilities. A stadium that could seat several thousand people, two gyms, a swimming pool, and so many things. It was divided into 5 different buildings. My high school in Spain only has 1 building and an old gym.
Did you ever feel discriminated? How tolerant were the locals of foreigners?
In general, I must say they were very tolerant. Because there you have so many different cultures and stuff.
Is there any advice you would like to offer other people who want to study abroad?
Yeah, to be open-minded and respect everyone and be ready to try new things, and especially don't worry about what's going on in your hometown. It's not worth it.
Okay, Leyde, our time is running out, so we'll leave it here, but thanks for your time.
It was my pleasure. Bye.
Yeah, bye. For this week's podcast, we're talking about studying abroad. Last year, more than 5 million students studied outside their home countries. According to UNESCO, the number is increasing by about 12% each year. That's a lot. In some countries, studying abroad is a must, for example in South Korea. This country, being the 28th nation in population, has the fourth highest number of students studying abroad, most of them in the US. Yes, US is the favorite destination not only among Koreans, but also among most international students. However, in Spain, the top study abroad destination is the UK. After the United Kingdom, the next most popular destinations were Ireland, Italy, France, and Germany. Traditionally, Spaniards didn't study abroad, but things have changed dramatically in the past few decades, and now there are many students who decide to spend a year abroad. Today in our program, we have one of those students, Leyde. She's going to tell us about her experience. Hello, Leyde. Whose idea was it to study abroad, and where did you go?
Even though I have always liked knowing other places and cultures, it was my mom's idea. I wanted to go somewhere exotic, like Brazil or India. But my parents didn't like that idea and insisted I had to go to a safe country where English was spoken. So I ended up going to the United States.
So learning English was not your main goal?
No, it really wasn't. Staying abroad was more about becoming more independent, getting to know a different culture. I don't know, but certainly learning English was not the main reason why I decided to study abroad.
Did you ever regret going to the United States?
Well, the interest I had towards those more exotic and different countries still remains, but the US was amazing, awesome really, and I found it to be very much like in the movies, and I wouldn't change a thing.
How old were you when you arrived in the US?
I spent 3 weeks there before I turned 16. I felt sad that I couldn't spend my birthday with my parents.
It must be hard to leave home when you're so young. Tell me later, when you were living in the States, what did you miss most from home?
I missed my parents and my brothers, and I also missed the food. But what I missed the most had to be partying with my friends.
And tell me, what did you miss about the food?
Not everything was bad. They eat more unhealthy, that's true. But I love their hamburgers and their tacos. They definitely have a larger variety when it comes to eating food from other cultures, from Mexican to Vietnamese or Indian, and I did absolutely love that. But they don't spend much time eating. I missed eating lunch with my family and having nice conversations while I ate, rather than eating alone and in a hurry.
But you went there to study. In what ways was your school different?
Well, the high school had loads of facilities. A stadium that could seat several thousand people, two gyms, a swimming pool, and so many things. It was divided into 5 different buildings. My high school in Spain only has 1 building and an old gym.
Did you ever feel discriminated? How tolerant were the locals of foreigners?
In general, I must say they were very tolerant. Because there you have so many different cultures and stuff.
Is there any advice you would like to offer other people who want to study abroad?
Yeah, to be open-minded and respect everyone and be ready to try new things, and especially don't worry about what's going on in your hometown. It's not worth it.
Okay, Leyde, our time is running out, so we'll leave it here, but thanks for your time.
It was my pleasure. Bye.
Yeah, bye.